with us just now. The purpose of this part of the program is to award Professor Juan Martin Sanchez with the Fellowship of the IEEE, which I guess the award itself will be awarded by Federal, who's the president of the local chapter. But before that, we'll request a couple of words from Right Honourable Malcolm Wicks and from the president of Promo Madrid, which is Senor Jesús Sainz, and also from the UNED, the vice rectora, I don't know how to say that in English, I'll just have to say vice rector, sounds okay, yeah, of investigation of the UNED, and she will say a few words. And then the actual presentation itself will be carried out by Pedro, and I'm going to help him out with the translation. So he'll say a bit and I'll say a bit, and it'll be a bit like tennis, but without the faults, hopefully. Okay, so first of all, I'd like to ask the Right Honourable Malcolm Wicks for a couple of words on the subject.
Well, not more than a couple, a little bit more than a couple, but really, I mean, can I just say, on behalf of the United Kingdom and the United Kingdom government, my congratulations on this great award, Fellowship of the IEEE. It's a great honour, and from all I've heard about the achievements, very well deserved. So my congratulations.
I'd like to hand over now to Senor Jesús Sainz from Promo Madrid.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to begin by thanking the organizers of SAICA 2009 for an invitation to take part in this seminar, which represents one of the most important events in the field of advanced industrial control applications in Europe. As chairman of Promo Madrid and representing the president of the Madrid region government, Mrs. Esperanza Aguirre, I would like to welcome everyone, and in particular to congratulate Professor Juan Manuel Martín Sánchez for the title he is about to receive, having been appointed an IEEE Fellow, for his outstanding achievements and extraordinary contributions to the development and application of predictive, adaptive predictive, and expert adaptive predictive control methodologies, which have been reported in many publications, patents, books, and industrial applications. I cannot think of a better way of celebrating this year, 2009, dedicated by the European Union to creativity and innovation. It is thanks to the creativity and talent of people like Juan Manuel Martín Sánchez, who believe in the synergies between scientific, technological knowledge and entrepreneurship, that it has been possible to develop a highly innovative business sector in the Madrid region. Please allow me to give you some data about our region. The Madrid region brings together almost one-third of our country's scientific technological capabilities, leading spending on R&D activities at 1.93% of our GDP, higher than the European average 1.84%. The regional government has identified innovation as a key element for economic development. Our model of promoting science and technology is based on collaboration, the development of networks focused on establishing alliances and sharing objectives and resources between public and private initiatives for wealth creation. Development of this policy relies heavily on two key agencies, the Madrid Institute of Advanced Studies and the Madrid Network, which is the Madrid Region's Parks and Cluster Network. In particular, the Renewable Energy Cluster develops projects related to the topic of this seminar, which is highly relevant for the development of the new sustainable growth model. ADEX, headed by Juan Manuel Martín Sánchez, is a firm which the Madrid region has supported since it was established by means of activities directed to entrepreneurs, and is a shining example of the results our strategy is designed to achieve. As a business that was set up as a spin-off of the university, it sets a clear example of how to make the initial resources devoted to a scientific system profitable. ADEX joined the existing high-tech business network, which sets Madrid business profile apart, making us the region with the third highest number of high-tech employees, 230,000 in Europe. Our challenge is to respond to the confidence which entrepreneurs have placed in choosing Madrid for making their investments. And our aim is work hand in hand with innovative firms to carry on providing a suitable environment which encourages its prominence in the creation of employment, well-being and prosperity. In conclusion, I would like to sincerely thank the organizers and sponsors of this seminar for the opportunity they have given me as President of Madrid to present the work we carry out as a publicly funded company dedicated to internationalization of Madrid's economy and the attraction of foreign investment, and where in addition 22% of all foreign investment projects identified in 2008 belong to the renewable energy sector, the main topic of this seminar. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much. I'd like to hand over now to Paloma Collado of the UNED.
Thank you very much. Good morning. For our university, it's very important that our professors take part in these societies because that means that they are working in collaboration with other colleagues in teaching and in research. So we know that Juan Manuel has been working with this society from several years, and we hope that from now on this collaboration be increased. So thank you to the society, and congratulations to Juan Manuel, because he's very important, this hour for him and also for our university. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And now it's on to the president of the local chapter, which is Pedro Balsa.
Thank you, Ken. Voy a hablar en español y Ken amablemente va a traducir mis palabras. Espero.
Más o menos.
Más o menos. Empezamos el set. Como presidente del capítulo español de Sistemas de Control y Aplicaciones Industriales del IEEE, me cabe el honor de entregar al profesor Juan Manuel Martín Sánchez el certificado de haber sido nombrado Fellow en el presente año 2009.
Okay. My capacity as President of the Spanish Chapter of Control Systems, CCS, and Industrial Application Society, IES, it is a great honor to present Professor Juan Martín Sánchez with the certificate of Fellow of the IEEE in 2009.
Por definición, un fellow de IEEE es una persona que ha realizado logros excepcionales y contribuciones extraordinarias a la ciencia y a la tecnología. En este caso, el cumplimiento de estos requisitos no puede ser más evidente.
By definition, a fellow of the IEEE is a person of exceptional achievement who has made extraordinary contributions to science and technology. In this particular case, the award of fellow could not be better deserved.
Entre los logros conseguidos por Juan Manuel podemos citar: a sus 27 años, introdujo en su tesis doctoral el principio de control predictivo y su aplicación. Posteriormente lo definió bajo una patente internacional denominada Sistema de Control Adaptativo Predictivo, poniendo de relieve la necesidad de adaptación que debe complementar en la práctica el control predictivo.
En su doctoral thesis en 1974, a la edad de 27, introdujo el principio de predictive control en sus aplicaciones. Afterwards, it was defined in an international patent presented under the title Adaptive Predictive Control System, emphasizing the need for adaptation necessary for complementing predictive control.
Más tarde presentó nuevas patentes que ampliaban la metodología que había creado y desarrolló la teoría de estabilidad del control adaptativo predictivo, cuya coherencia y calidad intelectual es extraordinaria.
Later still, he filed new patents expanding the methodology created and developed the theory of stability of adaptive predictive control, which constituted a major step forward in the methodology.
La metodología de control predictivo alcanza, en mi opinión, su madurez industrial cuando Juan Manuel Martín Sánchez presenta su más reciente patente internacional bajo el nombre de Sistema de Control Adaptativo Predictivo Experto, donde complementa el control adaptativo predictivo con los principios de control experto para utilizar plenamente el conocimiento disponible del proceso en el esquema de control.
The methodology of predictive control, in my opinion, achieved its industrial maturity when Juan Martín Sánchez filed his most recent international patent under the name of Adaptive Predictive Expert Control System, where adaptive predictive control was complemented with the principles of expert control in order to utilize available process knowledge within a control scheme.
pero sería injusto incluso no considerar sus facetas de docente y de emprendedor. En la primera de ellas, cabe destacar que ha dedicado a la docencia la mayor parte de su vida profesional, habiendo sido profesor de la Universidad Politécnica de Cataluña, de la Universidad de Alberta en Canadá, la Universidad Politécnica de Madrid, en particular en la Escuela de Minas en la que nos encontramos, y actualmente es catedrático de la Universidad Nacional de Educación a Distancia, UNED. Habiendo escrito 3 libros para la enseñanza de las metodologías que ha desarrollado, el último de ellos titulado Control Adaptativo Predictivo Experto, ADEX, Metodología, Diseño y Aplicación.
These achievements would have been sufficient on their own for one of these scientists to occupy a rightful place in the history of science and technology alongside other eminent Spaniards. However, it would not do justice to his other facets of teaching and entrepreneurship. In the first of these, it should be mentioned that he has dedicated most of his professional life to teaching, having lectured at the Polytechnic University of Catalonia, the University of Alberta in Canada, and the Polytechnic University of Madrid. Currently, he is a professor at the UNED, which is the Open University of Spain, and has written 3 books for teaching the methods he has developed, the latest one entitled, in Spanish, although this is in English, but anyway, Adaptive Predictive Expert Control, ADEX, Methodology, Design and Application.
Como emprendedor fundó en 1986 la empresa Escape Europa y en 2004 la empresa Adaptive Predictive Expert Control, ADEX, de la que actualmente es presidente, con las cuales ha llevado a cabo más de 200 aplicaciones industriales de control adaptativo predictivo y adaptativo predictivo experto en áreas tales como la energía, la química, la petroquímica, el medio ambiente, aeroespacial y la del cemento, entre otras. Una habilidad de Juan que no quiero dejar de reseñar es haberse sabido rodear de un equipo de jóvenes talentos que ha sabido descubrir, desarrollar profesionalmente y luego generosamente dejar marchar, ocupando muchos de ellos en la actualidad cargos de relevancia en numerosas empresas.
As an entrepreneur, in 1986 he founded the company Scap Europa SA, and in 2004 the company Adaptive Predictive Expert Control, ADEX SL, of which he is currently president. During this period, more than 200 industrial applications involving Adaptive Predictive and Adaptive Predictive Expert Control have been carried out successfully in complex industrial processes in areas such as energy, chemical, petrochemical, environmental, naval, aerospace, cement and intelligent buildings, among others.
Actualmente la metodología de control adaptativo predictivo experto por el CRIADA se está empleando en Europa para el desarrollo de procesos de energía limpia a partir de la oxicombustión con recuperación de CO2 y para el diseño de reactores de transmutación capaces de incinerar los residuos radiactivos de las centrales nucleares, acabando con el problema que dichos residuos representan.
Currently, adaptive predictive expert control methodology is also being used in innovative multinational European projects, including Flexicon, involving the control of clean coal technology using oxycombustion and carbon capture and storage, and also the design of a transmutation reactor aimed at incinerating nuclear reactor radioactive waste materials to solve the problems posed by their disposal.
Voces autorizadas sugirieron ya a principios de los años 70 del siglo pasado que era necesaria una aportación decisiva para acabar con el vacío de soluciones capaces de superar las dificultades que los sistemas de control convencionales encuentran en su aplicación industrial. La contribución científica y tecnológica realizada por Juan Manuel Martín Sánchez permite superar este vacío y abre las puertas a una nueva era de control optimizado de los procesos industriales, constituyendo sin duda una tecnología clave en el control deseado del cambio climático.
At the beginning of the 70s, authoritative opinion suggested that step change would be needed to fill the theoretical gap that existed in order to overcome the difficulties faced by conventional control found in industrial applications. The scientific and technological contribution made by Juan Manuel Martín Sánchez has filled that gap and opened the door to a new era of optimized control for industrial processes, constituting without doubt a key enabling technology for controlling climate change.
Tenemos que agradecer pues una vez más al IEQ la oportunidad de reconocer y publicar los extraordinarios méritos de la persona a la que me honro en entregar su certificado de Fellow de IEQ.
I would like to thank again the IEEE for taking the opportunity of recognizing and publishing the extraordinary merits of the person to whom it gives me the honor of awarding the certificate of Fellow of the IEEE.
Right, at this point, Pedro's going to award to Juan Martín the certificate.
thank you very much to everybody here, and thank to all of you for sharing this moment with me. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and I'd like to thank our distinguished guests for helping out with this occasion. And, well, we're going to have a changeover. We're going to invite Casey Tran, the president of Carbon Recycling International from Iceland, and Manuel Bravo, who's the secretary general of the World Energy Council in Spain. So we'll have a very brief second while we change around the personnel at the front. Thank you very much. Okay, well, thanks very much. Well, we've got a fairly tight time schedule, so I'd like to welcome Casey Tran, who is, where's he going? Okay. Just a brief word of introduction. Thank you. Casey Tran is president of the